Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, and this is the talk show that takes you places other talk shows can't. And we're very happy to do that for you. We're very proud that we can do that for you. And we do it for very low wages, and we do it nightly, unless, of course, we're working on something else. Daddy has to make a living. And in any event, we're also online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And if you go there, you can get a backstage pass, and you can actually watch our live streaming video of the show, and not only enjoy the live streaming video of the show, but you can enjoy our archives, our podcast, which arrives in your iPod the next day. It's all there. And we think it's really worth it, man. So, by the way, with the Christmas season upon us, we have just what you need for the Phil Hendry fan in your house, the Phil Hendry Show shop. Our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies are in. We have restocked the sizes that we were out of. We have hats, we have T-shirts, we have shot glasses, we have mugs, we have our legacy CDs, both the physical CD as well as the digital downloads. So I think I probably missed a few things here, but
let's put it all of it.
But head on over to the shop as soon as you can. All right, with me on the line is Chris Jekyll. Chris is in, actually in Jacksonville, Florida this evening. We're talking about his book, The Loss of Civility, Civilized Behavior in the 21st Century. And we have people who want to talk to you about this, Chris. There's questions having to do with the propriety, the appropriateness of your response to this. You know, we're talking about the loss of civility, and we're talking about treating each other better. Okay.
That's the point of my book, Phil. There's no question about it. That's exactly what I want to impart to everybody, and I think we do a pretty good job of it. If you'll permit me to say.
All right, but when your name is Jekyll, and you started the book because you had taken a lot of ribbing as a kid as Dr. Jekyll, and so forth.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay, and then a kid comes to your door, a neighbor, someone you know, a 17-year-old kid, and says, "Hi." Did he call you Dr. Jekyll?
Well, that's it. That was the 1-2 punch that was not taking into consideration any of the suffering that I had been through in my entire life. And we know this from the studies that have been done. And you can look at a lot of these different studies that have been done, and the papers are still on file in many of the universities, of people returning from wartime, concentration camps, and the level of the neurotransmitters, the chemical level of neurotransmitter in the brain as the result of this abusive treatment. You know, Phil, I don't want to use the name Hitler to make these, but I will use one name, Tojo. Do you know Tojo?
Yes, the Japanese prime minister.
Yes, he was the militarist that ran Japan. And I will tell you that growing up as a young man, being called Dr. Jekyll, Dr. Jekyll, Dr. Jekyll, and then having someone come to my door and say, "Is Mr. Hyde home?" The Bataan Death March is something that men survived, and many men died.
Whoa! I cannot allow you to do that, sir.
And no, you have to. Please allow me, Phil. I've walked in your shoes. Please walk in my shoes.
I cannot allow you to do that. I will not allow you to come on here and talk about your experience being called Dr. Jekyll as a kid, and compare that to men who survived or were killed on the Bataan Death March. I'm just not going to allow that.
Well, you know something. That is your own personal prerogative, and I will say your own personal prejudice, that you will not allow me my moment, but you allow other people to have their moments.
Sir, I want you to have your moment. I cannot allow you to come on my radio show and do that. I will not allow you to make that comparison.
You have said so a number of times, and I will respect that. But you do not live in my skin, and when that kid called me Mr. Hyde, and all I could think of was a woman that I love very much and three daughters, and that I might lose them.
You were going to lose your daughter and your wife, your daughters and your wife, to a kid saying, "Is Mr. Hyde there?"
This was a 17-year-old boy who had tortured me with the...
And you grabbed him and pulled him in and knocked his head, gave him a concussion.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And you're getting sued for that.
Well, you know something? I will tell you this, Phil, from the bottom of my heart. I hope other people can, and I'm sure they do, When it comes to protecting my family, you can sue me till the cows come home. I'm fine with that.
877-876-PHIL on the world-famous Phil Henry Show here tonight. Let's go over to a phone call. We have John on the line. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I just have a question for Mr. Jackal. Mr. Jackal, if you were so concerned about your wife and daughter, why did you drag the young boy in the house? Why wouldn't you just shut the door?
As I said, what you need to do when you're in a situation like that is you want to make sure that your adversary is not far away from you. You want to drag him within the perimeter of your reach. I didn't know what he was going to do. So I grabbed him and dragged him closer to me so I would have more control over the situation. And in so doing, I was able to neutralize him. And
this kid had not done anything, and you bumped his head against the door.
This kid had come to my door and had served fair notice that he might do something, yes.
And you drug him inside your house. Why wouldn't you step outside?
I think I just answered your question.
That's
do you want to ask it a different way? You can ask it.
You didn't. You answered that, but he just said, why not step outside?
I was reacting. It was a reactive move.
That's a pretty poor reaction.
Well, why?
Why?
Okay, this guy's an idiot.
Let's not call you. You know, the loss of civility. You just called him an idiot.
Well, he sounds stupid. Are you? You're asking me.
Your book is called The Loss of Civility. You just called this man an idiot and stupid.
Well, I said, why? Yes,
sir.
Yes.
So, according to your book, you just contradicted yourself because you physically got in a physical altercation with your neighbor boy who was 17, and you're how old? 51?
Yeah, that is correct.
Come on, you've had a lifetime to learn.
You apparently don't listen too good.
No, I think he's listening very well, and he's asking a question. Listen, John, I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. I think he's listening very well, and he's asking a question that's very logical. If you're writing a book...
Phil, have you ever had... Is your name Jekyll? Is your name Butts? Is your name any of these names that people take and abuse and mock? No, your name is Hendry. The worst thing that could have ever happened to you as a kid is maybe somebody mistook that as your first name. Were you ever called Henry?
You bet, yeah.
All right, and I bet you think you suffered.
No, I don't think I suffered.
Well, I can tell you that you didn't. Compared to being called Dr. Jekyll and his Mr. Hyde home, being called a pervert, that's what Hyde was. If you don't know the book, the Robert Louis Stevenson novel, Hyde was a sexual, predatory pervert. Which means anything that struck his fancy. That was Hyde.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I don't know that aspect of the book, but I believe you if you say that. Here is James. James, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Jekyll. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My real issue here, and I want to be very clear before I even start, I would not begrudge Mr. Jekyll any of his hurt feelings that he's experienced through his life. You know, someone's pain is their pain, and their suffering is their suffering. Whatever we might think of it is not so much the point. My first issue, though, is one that I've heard echoed from other people, in that they're saying, okay, yes, you've had a lot of years to have to deal with this. The sensible response, it seems, will be to close the door and maybe call the police. We'll leave that aside, though. And
close the door and call
issue.
The police?
I said we'll leave that aside.
It will only provoke him.
I don't worry about that right now. I understand.
It would only provoke him. The next time he would come over and say, is the ape man here?
That's fine.
Is the ape man here?
Sir, that's not my problem. The second issue is that your assumption that someone calling you Mr. Hyde means that they are invoking some sort of sexual deviant stature on you, you have to first believe that a 17-year-old in this day and age has any idea what the actual story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is about, which is laughable. But you know what? I don't know that that's the case at all.
I don't share that opinion.
Sir,
I think it's a very well-known story.
I'm a teacher,
it's a very well-known story.
Assure you,
It's like asking, do you know that Moby Dick is about a whale? Of course we know Moby Dick is about a whale. We know it's about a whale. This is ridiculous.
All right, don't argue, gentlemen.
No,
I mean,
it's not just that. Please let me finish. First of all, I'm a teacher, and I can assure you that the most that people in high schools nowadays know about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is there's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That's about it.
Well, you're not doing a very good job teaching them, are you? You should have them...
Look, we're not here to talk about people's profession or the job they're doing. We're here to talk about your reaction. In the book you've written, The Loss of Civility, you have physically assaulted somebody who said, hey, is Mr. Hyde home? Most of the people that are calling here are thinking, this is a joke. Go ahead, James. I'm sorry to interrupt.
And that, well, Phil, you hit the nail on the head because that is really the issue. My only problem with anything that you've said or done here tonight, Mr. Jekyll, anything at all, or that you might have done to cause this situation to happen, or any of that, is that you had the temerity to write a book called The Loss of Civility. Instead,
that didn't take temerity, that took clarity. There's clarity in temerity.
Civilized person does not throttle someone who calls them a name. You are a child.
If it is a threatening, if the name portends some attack, physical attack.
Why would the name Hyde mean that?
Under no circumstances could that happen. Under no circumstances can you defend that. None.
Oh, I most certainly. I believe
I
can.
You are failing miserably. You are failing miserably.
What if your name, can I ask you, I don't know what your last name is and I don't want to know, don't tell me, but let's say your last name... Excuse my language, Phil, but you told me we could use the word. What if your last name was Ass? And people said, hey, Ass, and all the time, morning, noon, and night. Then some kid comes to the door and says to you, good morning, Mr. Ass. Is Mr., and then he uses the H word, H-O-L-E. Can I say that, Phil?
All right, you can say it, but it's a ridiculous comparison.
Well, I'm asking the gentleman.
There is no comparison, sir. Mr. Jekyll, what I might want to do is not really the issue. What I would choose to do as a civilized person is, you write a book called The Loss of Civility, and the impetus for writing the book is you demonstrating how you yourself have lost civility. No, sir, you are missing the point. And I cannot believe that you took time to put pen to paper and tell people that we have lost our civility.
Most certainly have.
The basis of your... I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. Okay? If the impetus for your book had been, this person came to my door and said, hey, Dr. Jekyll, is Mr. Hyde at home? And I... explained to him why that was offensive and how it hurt my feelings, and then I helped him off my property or something along those lines, something that demonstrated how civil you were, then you writing a book called The Loss of Civility would not be so ridiculous. But you
Well, I can
are...
tell you, sir, that if I said to that man what you just said I should have said and offered to help him off of my front lawn, I would be betraying the memory of you're going to laugh, I guess, Mr. Hendry, but of the thousands of Chinese and Burmese who died in World War II...
come on! I can't believe you're making this comparison.
How can you begin to make that... Oh, my God. You are ridiculous.
I'm...
Sir, there are people...
No, sir.
...blood has spilled...
No, sir.
...because
no, sir.
Of their ethnicity, and you
right.
called a name. There is no comparison.
And for you to bring up the Bataan Death March...
I'm simply saying, Phil... I would be surrendering the same way the British did at Singapore.
Oh, bull crap.
Sir, your logic is flawed horribly. Horribly flawed.
I can tell you that in life, we face the same battles morally as well as sometimes physically, not on the scale, but we face it. We need the same courage that you need in wartime. That's what I'm saying.
Well, these grandiose, yeah, but these grandiose expressions about the Singapore and the Bataan Death March, I can't accept. I got to take a break. Thank you, James, very much. Great
Thank
call,
so
and
much,
that was
Phil.
A very interesting conversation. Thank you, sir. 877-876-PHIL. And
well, wait a minute. You're giving him all accolades.
Hold on for just a moment here, Mr. Jekyll. 877-876-PHIL, as we continue talking to Chris Jekyll about his book, The Loss of Civility, and how when a kid came to his house and said, "Hi, Mr. Jekyll, is Mr. Hyde home?" He basically throttled the kid. That was a very good description. Throttled him, pulled him into the house, banged his head against a door, and about a lot of other things. We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And on the line with me is Mr. Chris Jekyll, the author of the book, The Loss of Civility, Civilized Behavior in the 21st Century. You've heard a very good couple of points there, Chris. Do you want to respond to the loss of civility that you seem to have shown?
Well, Phil, I don't think that there has been a loss of civility. I think what was happening was a man standing and trying to defend himself for the first time for being called Mr. Hyde. My whole life I've been Dr. Jekyll, Dr. Jekyll. And now someone wants to step it up. They want to step up in class, as they say in horse racing. They want to go from a maiden, they want to go to a stakes race. They want to go from their 6 furlong, they want to go to a mile. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean that they're going to go from calling me Mr. Dr. Jekyll, hey, Dr. Jekyll, hey, Dr. Jekyll, is Mr. Hyde home? Now we go from the symbol of Dr. Jekyll, who was an intelligent, inquisitive man. He had a young lady who he was going to marry. He had a respected practice, and he had clients and patients that had great respect for him. Now, let's step up in class. This is going from the 6 furlongs to the mile and a half. Now let's call him Mr. Hyde, a sexual deviant, a man who his personal hygiene. I can't even believe that we're having this conversation. Now I admit to you that I should have held the young man for the police. And
well, what were you going to what law did he break?
Well, you've heard of hate speech. Wow.
You know, hate speech? Hate speech is something that applies to racial invective. This is not hate speech.
Yes, it is hate speech. Yes, it is, Phil. Because
how is it hate speech?
Because by name, I was born with... I can't do anything about my name any more than someone can do anything about how big their nose is. So if you were born with a big nose... And
well, you can get your nose bobbed, you can have it, and you can have your name changed.
No, you can't have, you, yes you can, but if we lived in a time before they discovered how to do that to noses, and before they had discovered how they could change people's names and have it not impinge on the system, if we lived in those days, I would be the victim of discrimination because my name is Jekyll. And because people, rather than taking me seriously, want to make jokes about me being a character in a book that was written over 100 years ago, looking like a fop, walking around in a big hat, and no one taking you serious. That's what I'm trying to say.
No one taking you serious, and you being a victim of a racial crime... I got to tell you, I don't know if those two things go together. Let me go to a phone call here. I think this is this Jeremy or Jerry?
Yes, Phil.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Jekyll.
All right, thank you. I look forward to seeing you on Modern Family, Mr. Jekyll. I'm just wondering, you had a father? Did you grow up with any brothers?
Did I grow up with brothers? No, I did not. I had a half brother. Who was the son of my mother and another father. I had a very unorthodox upbringing, which lended itself to my insecurities.
Okay.
And that's something else we should understand about each other.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for that. But surely your father, Mr. Jekyll, had some brothers. And I mean, have they not had these troubles in the past? How did they react?
That's a good question, yeah. Did these guys have to, you know, deal with this?
What guys?
Your father. They all had the name Jekyll.
No, I don't know if they did or not. If they did, well, you know, they probably did because this is a generational thing. It's the same as... Let me say this to you. The gentleman is Jeremy, right?
Yes.
Jeremy,
yes. You
have a southern accent. It may not sound like a southern accent to you, but it does to me. Would you like it if people kept saying, hey there, Huckleberry, how you doing there, Tom Sawyer?
Hey, I learned a lot. I'm from North Carolina. I was born in New Jersey.
All right, hold on. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on there, Jeremy. The Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL with Chris Jekyll on how he was the victim of discrimination.
Phil Henry.
And why?
Because your name's Jekyll, and they called you Dr. Jekyll.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We have on the line here Chris Jekyll for just a... few more minutes, a couple of more segments here, and we're talking about your book, The Loss of Civility, the fact that you grew up with the name Jekyll, and the fact that someone called you Mr. Hyde, and you wound up assaulting the guy, you know, and everybody is asking why. Why is it necessary to physically assault a man who just said, hey, is Mr. Hyde home making a joke?
Okay, I'm going to give you one here, Phil. And
then I want to get to some more phone calls.
No, I understand. I want to give you one here, Phil, and I think you're going to understand this. And I think your listeners are going to understand this very well. There was a football player, and I don't know, you probably saw him, Phil, he was a little bit before my time, but, you know, his name was Dick Butkus. Now, if ever there was a man blessed with an unfortunate name, it was that. And do you suppose that Dick Butkus, when he was a young man, and even as he got older and went into college, do you suppose someone said, hey, Butkus, hey, Butkus? It sounds juvenile.
There's no question.
Okay. And do you suppose that Dick Butkus closed that big hand of his? He was a linebacker, and I don't know how big that fist is that Dick Butkus could make. He was a big man. Do you suppose he closed that hand into a fist? And gave some people what for?
I don't doubt that he did. And I don't excuse that either.
You don't excuse what?
I don't excuse, hey, Butkus, and Butkus, well...
If they say it enough times. Well, when someone...
But the name Hyde is not...
Well, the name Hyde is, and because when that young man came to the front door, there was something else I had to deal with, and that was the possibility that he wasn't just saying, is Mr. Hyde here, as in, is the evil twin of Dr. Jekyll here, but he was using the word Hyde for its other meaning, which is the posterior. Hi, Mr. Hyde, Mr. Butt, Mr. Ass. These are all very juvenile, very, very juvenile issues that we unfortunately all have to deal with. Only I have to deal with them every day of my life.
And every day of your life, someone is calling you Mr. Hyde, as in ass or whatever you said.
Every day of my life, I have to be on guard against someone who may want to wrong or do harm to my wife or my daughters and gain access to my home by throwing me off with... Is Mr. Hyde there making me angry enough so that I swing, miss, that person ducks under my arm and gains entry to my home?
Oh, my God. It's a scenario that I...
You can say, oh, my God, all you want. You're not me. You don't have to live in the hell that I live in and have lived in for 51 years.
The hell you live in. All right. 877-876-PHIL. I want to get over to another phone call here. This is... Joni, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Chris Jekyll.
Hi, Mr. Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I have so much to say because I've been waiting for about 2 hours to talk to this gentleman. I have four teenagers in my car. I am a black woman. My name is Joni. And I was growing up in my life with someone talking to me with Joni Loves Chachi. And I love the show. I love the one. I have nothing against race. But for Mr. Jekyll to get on the phone and to have a comment saying or even refer what he has gone through about his last name and to refer that as or compare that to racism, he can't even compare. And Mr. Jekyll, let me explain to you, and do not interrupt me. You have used every excuse in the book to try to say it's racist to you, it's hurtful to you. You don't know what racism is. You have not experienced racism, have not gone through racism. You haven't been a slave. You haven't gone through being tortured because you're black. You don't know what black people go through or Hispanics go through. Never ever compare what your last name have ever compared to being racist or comparing it to being in a fearful state of mind, to compare violence with some child. You have used in this whole segment and compared this young man to a man or a boy. Now, which one is it? Because this seems like a juvenile, and you acted like a juvenile.
When he called me Hyde, when he said I was a Hyde, when he said, well, you asked me a question. You asked me a question. You asked me a question.
No.
And I will answer your question. When he called me Hyde, I assumed that he was, it was, those were fighting words.
You cannot compare with what your last name is, because my name has been taunted. Don't ever compare that. Or being black, never again. You don't know what it is or what it is.
No one thinks you're black. If they called you Joni, they don't think you're black. They think you're white if they called you Joni.
What?
She said Joni loves judging.
Knowing what fear is. Has anyone raped your wife? Has anyone raped your children? Don't ever compare.
That morning, my wife could very well have been raped that morning had I not said to Mr. Hyde or to the kid, don't you call me Hyde.
Yourself, let's not anyone else. You deserve to be in jail.
Nonsense.
And you are wrong for what you have done. Don't you ever touch a young man, a woman, or a child.
Well,
and you
I had to.
Excuse that
I
your last name is in fear. There is no excuse.
My name
you
is Jekyll.
If that was my title, I would have put you in jail. I would have put you under the jail. And I
you can't put me in jail for having the name Jekyll. You can't put me in jail.
All right, okay, let's hold on for a minute. Hold on. I want to ask you, Mr. Jekyll, what your point was about Joni's name.
Okay, her name is Joni. And she wasn't offended by people calling her Joni Loves Jachi like there are a couple of Puerto Ricans?
It's a name. It's a name.
Right, but weren't you offended?
Pick on and don't interrupt me. No, my name did not offend me. It did not hurt me because somebody said something about my name.
They're calling you a Puerto Rican. They're saying you're in love with a Puerto Rican.
Excuse me. My name is nothing. My name is nothing. It's not going to kill me.
Your name's nothing.
Excuse me. Don't interrupt me. It's not going to kill me if someone says something about my name. That's stupid. That's
they said that you were in love with a Puerto Rican and living up in Spanish Harlem.
Oh, come on.
You put your hand on the wand. That's childish. You have used an excuse in a book to put your hands on another person, and that is no excuse.
Absolutely. If they threaten my wife or my daughters, I will put my hands on them. They called me Hyde.
All right. Okay. All right. I think the point here, and it's a good point, Joni, is that you cannot compare your whatever you've been through with the name Hyde or Jekyll, you can't compare that to race.
You know how I can compare it to race? I can compare it to race this way. When they call me Hyde, they're basically calling me a monkey. Now,
well, you
that's
know
not human. That's a monkey.
When I was a child,
what?
You know what I was told? Words don't hurt you. Because it seems like to me you have a juvenile mind. It seems to me that you want to use that excuse to put your hands on another person. But I guarantee you, if you was black, and I guarantee you if someone did that to you, you would not even survive the next day the way they would torture a black human being or whether they would torture a Hispanic human being.
Black people are used to it.
Don't interrupt me.
We are used to it, but as a white man, I'm not used to it. I'm not used to being mocked and being compared to someone's butt.
Human beings, that is no excuse.
Absolutely. All right, Joni, thank you. Very good call, Joni.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear, for your call. Your phone is...
You know, I think I resent very much the fact that her phone was tough to hear, and she was making some pretty ridiculous. She's saying to me that
she made everything she said was absolutely right, and I think that when it comes to being offended by words, we've spent a couple of hours talking about somebody calling you Hyde. The name of the book is The Loss of Civility. I'm sure there's much more to talk about than just your experience.
There is indeed. more to talk about. The reason why I brought that into the discussion, Phil, is because of the fact that it was a personal experience of mine. If you look at people's names, my goodness, my name, Jekyll, and what I've been put through, it may not be anything to Joni or to other people, and that's fine. I may say to Joni, well, I don't know anything about your experience, and so it goes. But when you grow up with a name like Butts, B-U-T-T-S, and look at these ridiculous jokes, Life Under the Grandstands by Seymour Butts. What if that was your name, your real name? You see? So...
You wrote a whole book about people's names?
No, I did not write the book about names.
Well, that's what you've been discussing with us here for an hour and a half. People's weird names. 877-876-PHIL. Let me get over to another phone call here. We have Patrick. Patrick, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Jekyll. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes.
You have a great show there.
Thank you.
All I wanted to say is, as a kid growing up, my mom was a school teacher, and of course I was made fun of, and they're like, oh, you're the teacher's pet. Also, I got made fun of because of my appearance, because I was bigger than the other kids, so I got called, you know, like the fat kid or fat boy and whatnot. And also, my Spanish name is actually Patricio, and they're like, oh, here comes Patricia. You just got to ignore these people. People are going to be childish. People are going to be cruel. And
yes,
eventually, they're going to get tired of... Don't interrupt me.
Yes, Patrick. I don't mean to interrupt you, Patrick, but you're comparing apples to oranges. The fact that you went through life as a big kid, yes, that's hurtful. But I'm talking about the threat to a woman and her sleeping daughters.
Okay,
see?
For one thing, a 17-year-old kid... You've known him for quite a while because he's a next-door neighbor. He is
yes.
not going to do anything. Insults are not going to kill anybody or severely injure anybody. You got to wake up and smell the coffee of what is going to be a threat and what is not going to be a threat, especially if it's the next-door neighbor kid. You know, already know, of course he's going to tease you. Kids are going to be kids. But you got to realize it is not...
it's not the same as calling someone fat. It's when he said hide, he was saying, I got your number, ape man.
Excessive force is not necessary. Excessive force is not necessary. If you had...
I didn't understand the word you just used. What word did you say?
Excessive force.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Quit interrupting me.
It sounds sort of like you're saying except for force.
No, excessive force.
Okay. All I'm saying is, if you had that big...
How big were you?
I don't think that's any of your concern right now. And quit interrupting me.
Okay.
Quit interrupting me.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is, no matter if you're being called a name or they're making fun of your last name because of the story, just ignore it. And if it's that big of a problem, don't let them in your house anymore. Tell his parents. Have a conference with them. There's a solution to everything. Excessive force to a kid is
when
never...
When you say don't let him in my house, that is part of the lawsuit because they're saying that I invited him in and then beat him up. Technically, I did invite him in by grabbing him and pulling him into the house. Then I began to beat on him because he had said to me, as I've tried to be very clear here, Patrick, he said, is Mr. Hyde home? Now, I understand that to you that's not an insult, but to hundreds of years of the Hyde name, and my name is Jekyll, so it's not even Hyde, it's an insult to anyone named Jekyll because now they're saying, can I see your dark, black, sick side? You see?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean, wow?
You got to be kidding, man. Are you...
Really?
Excuse me?
Really?
This was what I talked to the other lady about. She doesn't know me any better than I know her. You don't know me any better. You tell me that you were overweight or what have you. Okay, I accept that. Now I tell you what my hell is, what the pit of human filth that I live in, and you want to laugh at me.
The pit of human filth?
Well,
excuse me?
you're both going, oh, you're poo-pooing what I said.
Okay, well, the thing is, you objected to people saying, oh, hello, Dr. Jekyll. I would be honored if someone called me doctor, you know, as part of humor. Come on.
What? I don't get that. What do you mean you'd be honored humor. If you're not a doctor? Well, they're going to be calling you doctor to make fun of the fact that you're not a doctor.
Haven't you ever heard people say, hey, doc, how you doing, doctor?
Humor. Yes, I've heard that, and they were doctors.
No, sometimes they say, Doc.
Only Bugs Bunny. Oh, you guys are, it's a pretty sad story. When I'm on a radio show, and now you guys have reduced yourselves to bringing up Bugs Bunny as a way of defending your arguments.
It's all humor.
And all right. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Good call, and we're going to take a break here as I try and, because I was almost going to break out laughing there. I was almost going to break out laughing there when Mr. Jekyll started to act incredulous that I mentioned, you know, Doc, and he brings up Bugs Bunny. Like, that's my big argument of the hour. That's my big... I just pulled out my smoking gun argument, man. Bugs Bunny. All right, we'll be right back here. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show with more from Chris Jekyll and his book, The Loss of Civility, in a moment here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Who's your bitch? Are you talking about me?
Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to our program. Just a few more seconds here with Chris Jekyll as we talk about his book.
Mr. Henry, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I do want to thank you very much for having me on your program. I don't think that I said that, and I do appreciate it. I know we've had our differences on the program, but please accept my thanks.
Well, I'm very happy to have you, Chris. I really am.
I know that it's been contentious, but you know something? I hope someday I can write another book, perhaps a better one, that will get people to understand, you know, what I'm trying to say.
And, you know, if I'm not getting it, excuse me for being, you know, dumb.
No one's dumb. Let's not say that. Let's say that we just have a long way to go in understanding each other.
But as far as I can tell, you're, you know, kind of hanging your hat on this thing that your name is Jekyll, and you've been called Dr. Jekyll. Now a guy called you Mr. Hyde, you know.
Well, but it doesn't end there. They'll say things like, Dr. Jekyll, do you ever see Robert Louis Stevenson anymore? And that's not really offensive so much as it's just tiring. It's tiring to deal. It's tiring to have to stop and to acknowledge, isn't that funny? You just said Robert Louis Stevenson. He's, you know.
Okay, let me get to some phone calls. I've got Norma hanging on the line. There's so many questions I still would like to ask you, but we're running out of time. Norma, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Chris Jekyll.
Right. I've been listening for quite a while, and it's hard for me to understand how... Mr. Jekyll, you can imagine that you're a civil person because you interrupt everybody who tries to get a point in. But I only have just one thing.
Well, that one lady, I didn't interrupt that lady, Joni. She just kept on going and going and going.
Well, you kept trying to interrupt her, but she was pretty persistent and just hung right in there. But I only have one thing to say. I understand how you feel about your name and people insulting you, but remember this. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is just a story. It was not about you. People may try to make it about you, but it isn't about you. So as a mother of a former teenager, all I can say to you is, if your home is your castle, then you have every right, and it should be. We all should consider it that. This young lad who's being a smart aleck, and you knew it, all you had to do, since it's your home, is say, listen, punk, it's too early for this. Go home and come back later. And because you're the grown-up.
When I'm not here and my wife is alone, maybe, I can't take that chance.
Listen, if your
Let
wife,
me ask you.
if your wife lives with you, no, let me tell you something. If your wife lives with you, if she doesn't know how to talk back by now, it's over.
I want to ask you, as an intelligent woman, because you sound like one, what would you do then if someone looked at you, and your name is Norma Jekyll, and someone came to your door after years of being called Dr. Jekyll, or, you know, maybe they called you Mrs. Dr. Jekyll, I don't know, and they say to you, hey, Mrs. Hyde, you know, where does it end? Where does
it end? Well, I'll tell you where it would end. That wouldn't bother me in the least because I know it's a story, and whoever's trying to insult me doesn't have that ability. Nobody can insult me for something that doesn't mean anything to me.
Wouldn't bother you in the least?
Not at all.
This is what I'm talking about, Phil. We don't even know any longer when someone is comparing us basically to human waste.
Come. Mr. Hyde might have been a negative or, you know, what do you want to call a guy's, an anti-hero, antagonist, a bad guy in literature and in the movies. But we have fun with those characters. But to say that it would be like saying to me, somebody calling me Godzilla or something, you know, I mean...
When would anyone call you Godzilla?
I mean, if they thought I was being monstrous about something.
I asked Norma, Phil, because you just took us way off the point. Norma, you wouldn't be offended by being called Mrs. Hyde.
Not at all.
What if somebody, when they said that, looked around behind you and said, hey, Mrs. Hyde, and they were looking at your, you know...
Phil Hendry.